Welcome to our Alphabetics of Herbs conference call on August 10th, 2010. It is our pleasure to continue this complimentary service to supplement your health and wellness education. There will be about 10 minutes of education, and then we'll be opening the call up for questions and answers. And just for your information, all of the products mentioned today are Nature Sunshine products. If you want to email us ahead of time with questions, we can answer them during the lecture, or they will be the first questions answered at the end of the call. All conference calls will be available on our website at www.dimensionsofhealth.net under the Herbs section. They should be up within a couple of days of each call. My name is Morgan Jenkins, and I'm a certified natural health professional. I've been in the natural health business for about 6 years, but I've been studying natural health for at least 11 years. I've worked with hundreds of people with a number of different health concerns, but today I'm going to discuss the benefits of ginkgo, gota kola, and garlic. First, I'd like to talk about ginkgo. Have you ever seen a ginkgo tree? It has these beautiful and uniquely shaped leaves. It's actually one of my favorite trees. It's also one of the oldest living tree species, with its existence spanning greater than 150 to 200 million years. Ginkgo has fantastic healing properties. It decreases capillary permeability and clotting to help improve peripheral circulation. In the brain, it improves neural activity, cerebral vascular circulation. It protects membranes and restores serotonin receptors. And it's one of the reasons why it's actually part of the melatonin combination that Nature Sunshine has. The Chinese have used ginkgo for centuries to build vitality and alertness. Ginkgo concentrate has been used by many to deal with memory loss from aging, early stages of Alzheimer's disease, depression, poor circulation to the extremities, impotence, recovery from a stroke, ringing in the ears, early stages of macular degeneration, diabetic retinopathy, and it has at times helped relieve asthma symptoms and even lung congestion. It's also known as a powerful antioxidant, which has given it a reputation for longevity. People with poor blood flow to the brain might experience a mild, transient headache for the first couple of days of use, but there are very few contraindications or negative drug reactions. There have been some recordings of negative drug reactions with MAOI antidepressant medications, and due to its blood-thinning properties, you might want to be careful with mixing it with other anticoagulants. The benefits of taking ginkgo are often noticed within the first month of use, but it should be used consistently for at least 12 weeks. And you really want to be careful with the quality of ginkgo, and that's one of the reasons why I love Nature Sunshine so much. Dr. Klopp, who is the director of the Microcirculation Institute of Berlin, did a study recently that showed that long-term use of ginkgo can cause a thinning of the blood vessel walls. But I would say that you're fine for at least 6 months, and you can always rotate the kinds of things you take to feed your brain. There are a number of different combinations that have very, very low levels of ginkgo or other things in them that are great for the brain that Nature Sunshine has, and it's always good to rotate. Ginkgo is not only known as the smart herb because of its benefits to your brain, but also because of its behavioral properties. If you pair it with another herb, that tells the body where you want the improvement in circulation to be. Nature Sunshine adds ginkgo to several of their combinations. Ginkgo and hawthorn combination is an herbal combination that supports increased blood circulation and oxygen utilization in the heart muscle. Ginkgo gota kola with bacopa is a fantastic brain feeder. Ginkgo provides the circulation, while gota kola feeds the brain, and bacopa is from bacopin, which is an Ayurvedic compound that stimulates memory through nonspecific pathways. And we'll be talking about gota kola in a little bit more depth in just a moment. Other herbal combinations that can help with brain health include Focus Attention and Brain Protex. And let me tell you, I love Brain Protex for a number of reasons, which I don't really have time to go into right now. There are many other combinations, but I'm also not going to go into all of them. However, if you are ever curious if a particular herb can be found in a combination, all you have to do is go to the Nature Sunshine website and type in your specific query into the search box. It should bring up everything that includes the herb, that includes that herb and the reason why they've included that herb in the combination. So that's an excellent tool that anyone can use. Gotukola leaves are one of the most widely used herbs in Ayurvedic medicine, where it is used for healing and especially as a tonic for ailments of the nervous system, including epilepsy, schizophrenia, and memory loss. It builds circulation to the brain and in the veins of the legs. The roots are also used, but not as common as the leaves. Gotukola exhibits antibiotic activity. It helps break down the cell walls of invaders so that the body's immune system is more effective. It's also popular in treating skin diseases like psoriasis, and it's used externally for that. It also speeds the healing of burns and wounds. Gotukola has a reputation for promoting longevity as well. And I love this story. This goes back to a Chinese story about an herbalist who used it regularly as part of a blend, and he reportedly lived 256 years and survived 23 wives. Now, I don't know exactly how accurate that story is, but it still gets the point across. So I had to throw it in. You can get gotukola as a single herb, but it's also found in a number of combinations. I've already mentioned one of the more potent ones when I was talking about ginkgo, but another one that has both gotukola and ginkgo is Suma combination. And Suma is a blend of six powerful adaptogenic herbs that bolster the immune system and provide energy and emotional support. You can also find gotukola in a couple of the glandular support combinations like XA, PS2, men's formula with lycopene, and NRGV. And of course, I know there are so many G's that I didn't get to cover, but I did save my favorite for last, garlic. Garlic is one of the most important herbs. It has a broad range of well-documented healing properties. Antimicrobial against bacteria, fungal, and worms. It fights blood clots. It stimulates bile production, which aids in digestion. It lowers blood sugar and cholesterol and can improve LDL and HDL ratios. Because of these wonderful properties, you do sometimes want to be careful if you're taking medications that are blood thinners, or if you're about to go into surgery, you might want to cut out the garlic. Also, you want to avoid having garlic in high doses if you're being medicated for a diabetes or high cholesterol. And high doses aren't just a couple of cloves. I'm talking about the equivalent of half a flower or, more like a flower of garlic, which I've been known on occasion to consume in a meal because, well, I love garlic. Garlic has been found to be effective in addressing a myriad of conditions in the circulatory, urinary, respiratory, and digestive systems, largely because of its aromatic sulfur-containing oils. Allicin is the active ingredient that gives garlic its special smell. It's also what contains the most healing properties. And I have a prejudice, I'll admit. Odorless garlic supplements that you can get at health food stores are pretty much useless for health purposes. You're completely cutting out the whole point of why garlic is healthy. And you know how people worry about garlic breath and, that smell of garlic? Well, my first solution that I'd like to suggest to you is that if you're going to be enjoying garlic, everyone that you'll be around will be better off if you just share. Now, if everyone has garlic breath, no one can be bothered by it. But more importantly, though, to be serious, a healthy colon will actually provide a healthy smell. If your colon isn't working regularly, then your body will smell of garlic through the next day or until you pass it from your system. For more information on what a healthy colon is and what that means and how to achieve it, you would probably want to listen to both C recordings in our Alphabetics series, both colon and cascara. If you're weird, and I'm not trying to be offensive or anything, that's just my personal opinion, and you just really can't stand garlic, there is a solution for you. The high-potency garlic has a special chlorophyll coating that controls the garlic's potent, strong odor. The tablet does not break down until it reaches the small intestine, so you'll get the full nutritional value without the garlic taste and smell. But if you're like me, eat garlic instead of supplementing. The closer to raw, the better. And so with that, it's time for my disclaimer. I am not diagnosing or prescribing anything. Also, I'd like to stress that none of these talks, these alphabetics calls, replace a visit or the advice of a doctor. It's just alternative and complementary education for you, your personal knowledge and empowerment. And not all herbal programs are alike because no one person has the same body chemistry or environmental conditions. If you are ever unsure of a program or have any concerns, please contact Sherry, Joan, Jerry, myself, or whoever referred you to this call, and we can always help guide you to an herbal and dietary program that is specially designed for you. Thank you again for attending our call, and I am now going to open the floor for questions. So if you have any of those questions, please press star 6 to unmute yourself. And if you think of a question later, please email me at dimensionsofhealth@gmail.com. Even if it's the day after the class, weeks after the class, that's not a problem. And also coming up this Thursday at 12 p.m. or noon, the call will be on hawthorn and hydrangea with Sherry Jakes. If you have any questions, please email her at sherryjakes@comcast.net. We are entertaining our new phase of conference calls, and they are geared more towards specific herbs, vitamins, and minerals. So if you have any feedback or requests, please let us know, and if there's something you'd like to learn more about. We are also thinking about moving the calls to just one call a week. And so if there is a specific night or a specific time that works better for you than what we've been doing, please contact us so that we can make that change in accordance to the people who do want to make it onto the calls. So if there are no questions, I'm going to go ahead and say thank you again for attending and listening. Yes.
I had a question.
Yes.
You didn't give me a chance.
Sorry.
No, my question is, I do know people who seem to be allergic to garlic and onions, which I understand is a sulfur allergy. What would you say to do about that?
Oh, that is a very good question. Do you have an idea?
Well, I have learned that some people, they understand they have an allergy to the sulfur onions and garlic, that I tell them to stay away from it. But the more that we clean the colon and the more that we clean the liver, many, many allergies are taken care of. And so, you know, I tell people, well, if you're allergic to it, stay away. But that really gives us an indicator that it's, you know, something to clean your liver for. Not if you have a peanut allergy and it throws you into anaphylactic shock, but
right.
But usually people have just a milder allergy to garlic. And I agree with you, the more that people clean their colon and do take garlic in, the less that they smell. So.
All right. Well, thank you for that.
Thank you. That was a fabulous conversation.
All right. Well, then I am going to go ahead and turn off the recording, and we look forward to hearing from anyone anytime in the future.